This call is being recorded.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. It's Patricia from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Susan, how are you off on the line? I'm saying good morning.
Good morning. It's Susie. Good morning.
Hey, who might that other voice be?
Deborah Evans. Good morning. Good morning, Susie. Good morning.
Good morning, Deborah Evans.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning.
You two ladies remind me, I just got off a women's retreat this past weekend, and on one side of the dormitories, it was the early birds, and on the other side, it was the night owls. Like, rise and shine to all the night owls. Oh, no.
Good morning, Miss G.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Amen.
Miss G, thank you for your message.
You're welcome.
Good morning, this is James.
Good morning, Brother James. Latisha from Arizona, how are you?
I'm blessed. And you?
Very good. Thank you, sir. Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday, it's Latisha from Arizona. I am your greeter this morning. Did anybody else join the line would like to say good morning?
Good morning, this is Deacon Bud.
Good morning, Deacon Bud.
Good morning.
And
Arizona family, this is Buckley. Happy Monday.
Oh, good morning, Buckley. Good morning, morning. Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. A teacher from Arizona, from your greeter this morning. Did anybody else join the line and like to say good morning?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Deborah.
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Kim.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. It's Diane.
Oh, good morning. This is Diane.
Good morning, JC.
Good morning,
JC. Good morning, Denise.
Oh, good morning, Denise. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who am I, Sissy?
It's Juliet.
All right, Sister Juliet. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. I am your creator this morning. Did anybody else on the line would like to say good morning?
Good morning. It's Sharita.
Good morning, Sister Sharita.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who might this be?
This is Barbara.
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara. It's Leticia from Arizona. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, sweetheart.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Leticia from Arizona. Did anybody else join the line and like to say good morning before I begin?
Hey, Leticia, this is Juliet. I just wanted to, I'm kind of out of order, but could you guys please pray for Eric? He just started back to work today.
Sure can.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and get started. Lord's work today. Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona, and I am your hostess this morning. Before we move forward, can I ask that everybody take a look at your phone and make sure your standard mute button is pushed? Thanks for joining us here to Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday at 6 a.m. Pacific Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you with your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. This month we have heard some great stories of many of your experiencing miracles. It has truly been a September to remember. We hope you are realizing who you are and whose you are in Christ this month. We also pray God is revealing your purpose and his promises concerning you and your future. We have one announcement today, and that is if you've been blessed by the call, you can give a love offering to declarevictory.org or visit us on PayPal account at paypal.me/declarevictory. Your donation is fully tax deductible and will help us continue to broadcast. We thank you very much in advance and pray we return to you tenfold. We have one spoken prayer request, and that is from Sister Juliet. She would like us to pray for Eric as he is returning to work in his new job. We did have one prayer request from the app as well, and that's from Sister Carolyn. She would like us to pray for her Aunt Margaret, as she has surgery today at 1:30. The order of the call today, the declaration will be done by Miss D. Praying and leading us in corporate praise will be done by Sister Yolandra. After that, we'll go immediately back to the declare for any closing comments. Again, the order of the call is the declaration will be done by Miss D. Praise and lead us in corporate praise will be done by Cecilia Landra. At this time, I ask you to please look at your phone and yours to make sure your standard mute button is on so you won't have any interruption as the call is being recorded. I'll give you a couple seconds to do so. And the next voice you'll hear will be Misty. Happy Monday.
Good morning, family. Good morning, Leticia. Thank you so much for greeting and welcoming and the announcements this morning. Sister Yolandra, thank you for anchoring us in prayer today. This is a sound check. Miss Leticia, would you give me some feedback. Let me know if I'm clear or not sounding garbled.
Very clear. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Father God, I come to you this morning, Lord God, humbly requesting and praying and opening my heart to you. Thank you that you are seated on my heart and that I will decrease as your message is poured out to your people that you first gave to me. Thank you for your word. Thank you for life. Thank you for death and resurrection. In the name of Jesus, amen. Good morning, family. It's been a great month. I have heard so many wonderful declarations that I've been in thought every day after I get off the phone call. So I pray and hope that what I disseminate to you today will also leave you with thoughts, and not only thoughts, but to make adjustments in your life to follow Christ more closely. I'm just going to entitle this for lack of thought on it, because I never put titles on things, but I'm going to entitle this one, The Identity is in the Relationship. Last month, when we did our testimonies, a lot of what I'm going to cover today ties into last month. But I was in conversation with my spiritual counselor about a month ago, and I decided to talk to him about some behaviors and some patterns in my life that took me on some journeys based on my perception, my experiences with my family of origin. Much of what I shared with you all at that time was the same thing I talked to him about. The lifestyle that I was living and the perceptions that I had about who I was or who I was supposed to be were designed to leave me walking around this planet like a babbling fool and be separated eternally from a relationship with Christ. And I named off some of those perceptions of not being enough, not being heard, unwanted, lonely. Those were some of the things that I perceived to be going on around me, which as I grew in the relationship with Christ, I learned they were a lot of falsehoods that I had been following along the way. After wandering in the wilderness for several years, like the prodigal son, it was time to go home. In Luke chapter 15, verse 17 through 20, it says, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and he went to his father. I just want to take a moment. I'm feeling a little something inside that's taking place right now. I just need to continue to acknowledge the people that came before us, who introduced us to Christ by taking us to churches and Bible classes and vacation Bible schools when we were children. Because if we hadn't have been introduced to what home life was like with Christ, we wouldn't have a home to go back to. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for the grandmothers, grandfathers, mom, dads, neighborhood parents that took us to church, who admonished us in the love of the Lord, who poured and showed us what Christ looked like. And as we as children may have not grasped hold to what the relationship with you was all about, we are here today seeking your face. On the way home, I found love. I found the love of the Father for his child, the heart of infinite love that paid a price for me and you that we could be redeemed. On the way home is justification. We, the believers, are made righteous in the sight of God. We realize we need our Father, who gave his life to redeem us by his sacrifice. God is just in our lives. On the way home is recognition that we ourselves could not escape from the pit of sin we'd sunken into. Job 14:4 asks, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean, out of unclean? Not one. Jesus responds to us from John 3:3 and says unto us, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless he receives a new heart desires, purposes, and motives leading to a new life. On the way home is repentance, confession, and consecration. Repentance includes sorrow for sin and turning away from it. We shall not renounce sin unless we see its sinfulness. Until we turn away from it in heart, there will be no real change in the life. True confession is always of a specific character and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God. Please put your phone on mute. God only. These sin natures sometimes can be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that should be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them, or they may be of a public character and should they be as publicly confessed. So it tells us that there are confessions that we make directly to God only, confessions we may have to go back and make to another person that has been injured by our actions, confessions of our sin nature that was done publicly that we should make public confession of. But all confessions should be defined and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you and I are guilty. So when we are praying, forgive me for my sins, we should pray specific, whatever that sin was. You can name them just as well as I can. I'm not going to go into it. But we need to be more specific. That way we recognize and we are acknowledging our sins, whether giving blanket cover to a sin. Consecration, defined by Merriam-Webster, means the state of growing in divine grace as a result of Christian commitment after baptism or conversion. These are things that take place on our way back home, on our way back home. And we are continuously on our way back home because this planet that we're living in is a temporary residency for us. The whole heart must be yielded to God, or the change can never be worked in us, by which we are to be restored to his likeness. By nature, we are alienated from God. The Holy Spirit describes our condition in such words as these: dead in trespass and sin, the whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint, no soundness in it. We are held fast in the snare of Satan, taken captive by his will. Those can be found in Ephesians 2 and 1, Isaiah 1, 5, Isaiah 6, 2, Timothy 2 and 26. God desires to heal us, to set us free. But since this requires an entire transformation, a renewing of our whole nature, we must yield ourselves wholly to him. The warfare against self is the greatest battle that was ever fought. The yielding of self, surrendering all to the will of God, requires a struggle. But the soul must submit to God before it can be renewed in holiness. What we need to understand is the true force of the will, our will. This is the governing power in the nature of man, the power of decision or of choice. Everything depends on the right action of the will. The power of choice God has given to man, it is theirs to exercise. You cannot change your heart. You cannot of yourself give to God its affections, but you can choose to serve him. You can give him your will. He will then work in you to will and to do according to his good pleasure. Thus, your whole nature will be brought under the control of the Spirit of Christ. Your affections will be centered upon him. Your thoughts will be in harmony with him. Desires for goodness and holiness are right as far as they go. I'm going to say that again. Desires for goodness and holiness are right as far as they go. But if you stop here, they will avail nothing. Many will be lost while hoping and desiring to be Christians. They do not come to the point of yielding the will to God. They do not choose to be Christians. What I'm saying and what I read was saying to me was that we say that we desire and we're hoping to be. But until we take that step to fully surrender ourselves to the will of God, not the will of God for our lives, to God's will, we will yield nothing. Through the right exercise of the will, an entire change may be made in your life. By yielding up your will to Christ, you ally yourself with the power that is above all principalities and powers. You will have strength from above to hold you steadfast, and thus, through constant surrender to God, you will be able to live the new life, even the life of faith. And as the character of the Divine One manifests in us, we then see our own deficiencies and are humbled by the knowledge, the strength and the patience, the power and the tenderness, the majesty and the meekness that we behold in the Son of God. Our souls will be filled with admiration and love. Day by day, our hearts are drawn toward Christ until we lose sight of self in love for our Master. Our perception of self, or our firstborn nature, that is at enmity with the Spirit of God, is yielding to the molding power of Christ. The regenerating influence of the Holy Spirit renews our hearts. The power of the love of Christ processes us for a transformation of character. This is the result of the union with Jesus. When Christ abides in the heart, the whole nature is transformed. Christ's Spirit, His love, softens the heart, subdues the soul, and raises the thought and desires towards God in heaven. Jesus prayed for us, and he asked that we might be one with him, even as he is one with the Father. What a union this is. The Savior has said to himself, "The Son can do nothing of himself. The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work." John 5:19. Then it is Christ dwelling in our hearts. He will work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. We shall work as he worked. We shall manifest the same Spirit, and thus, loving him and abiding in him, we shall grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4:15. In the matchless gift of his Son, God has encircled the whole world with an atmosphere of grace as real as the air which circulates around the globe. All who choose to breathe this life-giving atmosphere will live and grow up to the stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. As the flower turns to the sun, that the bright beams may aid in perfecting its beauty and symmetry, so shall we turn to the Sun of Righteousness, that heaven's light may shine upon us, that our character may be developed into the likeness of Christ. Who am I? I am DeWanda, no longer a prisoner of my first birth. I am a prisoner for the Lord, a reflection of my Father, and I resemble him as his daughter. I do what I see my Father do. I am a branch of the true vine. I cannot bear fruit of myself, except I abide in the vine. I produce and bear the fruit of the true vine, which is produced in me. I am filled by his Spirit. I am love. I am joy. I am peace. I am long-suffering. I am gentleness. I am goodness. I am meekness. I am temperance. I am faith in action. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time, just as we are, needy and dependent. Thank you that you are always at work around us. Thank you for continuing to pursue a loving relationship with us that is real and personal. Thank you for inviting us to work with you and for having a crisis of belief that causes us to make major adjustments in our lives to join you where you are. Through our intimate relationship, we will recognize your activities in and around our lives. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God will instruct us and help us know when and where you are working. Once we know, we will adjust our lives to join you. Then we will fulfill the longing desire in our heart to experience you day by day. Thank you for your presence in this day as we renew our covenant with you today. separate us from everything that will separate us from you. We love you. We desire to be fit up for your service. We desire the Holy Spirit to descend upon us. We want the darkness to be swept away from our eyes, that we may have the clear light of understanding. In the name of Jesus, amen. Pass the call to Yolandra.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Forever, forever. Father God, we come to you right now in your Son, our Savior, our saving grace, Jesus, Lord God, asking, Lord God, that you will be with us this day, Lord. Your word says that whenever two or three are gathered, Lord God, that you are there in the midst. So we invite you now, Lord. We're thankful for your presence, Lord God. We come to you right now with two prayer requests, Lord God, for our brother Eric, Lord God. Thank you for his healing, Lord God. Thank you for his recovery, Lord God. And we pray that you would just continue to be with him as he goes back to work, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you for his input on this call. We thank you for his knowledge and his relationship with you, God. We pray that you bless his marriage, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray that you be with him this day forward as he goes back to work, Lord Jesus. Lord, we also pray for Carolyn and her friend Margaret, Lord, who is having surgery this afternoon at 1:30, Lord God. We pray, Lord, that you are in the room, Lord God. We pray that your hands are doing the incisions, Lord God. We pray that, Lord God, that your hands are doing the healing, Lord God, and your hands are doing the sutures, Lord God, as she is closed up, Lord God. So we just pray for her healing, Lord God. We pray, Lord, Father God, that our will, our ask, Lord God, is in alignment with your will, Jesus. And we praise your name right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, your word says that we should not be weary in our well-doing, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray that whenever we are in crisis, Lord, whenever we face darkness, Lord God, whenever our mind takes us back to those days of doom in our past, Lord God, that we will take those thoughts captive, Lord God, and remember that you are our saving grace, Lord God. You are our deliverance, Lord God. You are our strong tower, Lord God. You are our rock, Lord God. You are everything that we need, Father God, and we just praise your name this day, Lord. We seek you, Lord, Father God. We thirst for you, Lord God. We seek your face, Lord God. We pray that we are able to confess to you and to those that we have hurt, Lord God, our sins, Lord God. We pray that we are able to confess to you, Lord God, the things that we still deal with, things that we still struggle with, even now, Lord God. We pray that you will show us our true hearts, Lord God. We pray that you will pick us apart and strip us of those things that are unlike you, Lord God. We pray that we would just grow a distaste for the things that are not like you, God. Lord, we strive for you, Lord Jesus. We strive for you, Lord God. We need you in our lives, Lord. We recognize who you are, Lord God. Lord, your word says that we are wonderfully and fearfully made, Lord God, that you knew us long before we knew ourselves, Lord God. You know us. You knew we were coming, Lord God, way back in the days of Adam and Eve, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God. So forgive us, Lord God. We seek you, Lord God. May we hide your word in our heart, Lord God. May we forget you not, Lord God. Let us not ever, Lord Jesus, go to the left when we should be going to the right, Lord God. Let the Holy Spirit come to us, Lord, and speak to our hearts, Lord God, and erect in us, Lord God, and correct us, Lord God. Your word says your word is scripture is used for teaching, Lord God, and correcting, Lord God, and rebuking, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, to seek your face in your word, Lord God, because your word is true, Lord Father God, and you've never lied. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that came here and died and bled for us, Lord. And he, oh my God, Lord, he was just
Jesus, when I think about what you went through for our sakes, I am so grateful. I am so grateful for the things that you've done. I'm so grateful for the things that you continue to do, Lord. Every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God, please bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless them and bless them indeed, Lord. Bless their families, Lord God. Bless their struggles. Bless their trials, Lord. Heal them physically, Lord. Lord God, heal them mentally, God. Heal them spiritually, God. Let us seek you, Lord God, and call to you for all things, because all things are under your permissive will. So we just thank you right now, Father God. We need you today, Lord God. As we go upon this day out and about, Lord God, help us to be a vessel of your will, Lord God. Help us to be a sign of you, Lord God. Lord God, there is so much going on. Hurricane Florence and the typhoon, Lord God, and the fires and the killing. And, oh, my God, this world, I'm so grateful I'm not of the world, Lord God. I'm so grateful that my eyes are set upon you, Lord God. I pray, Jesus, that you would just bless us this day, Lord. Heal us this day, Lord God. So I praise your name, Father God. I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, remove from me the addiction of shopping, Lord. Just going to tell it as it is, Lord. Help me to remove myself from the greed and gluttony of having more, Lord God. Lord, I want to seek your face, Lord God. Believe me, Lord God. Relieve me, Lord God. Help me to keep my eyes on you, Jesus. Help me, Lord God. Relieve me, Lord God, from smoking, Lord God. Bless me, Lord God, and bless me indeed, Lord God. We have the power. Everything that we need, Lord, is in you. So we thank you this morning, Lord God. We come to you 100, Lord God, because we can't hide anything from you, Lord. You already know. You already know our vices. You already know our struggles, Lord God. You already know our pain, Lord God. You know, Lord God. So I bless your name this morning. I thank you, God, for loving me in my muck and my mire, Lord God. I thank you, God, for loving me when I was a wretch, Lord God. I thank you for cleaning me up, Lord God. I thank you for renewing my mind, Lord. I thank you for restoring my spirit, Lord God. I thank you for giving me another chance every day, Lord. You give me another chance to do better than I did the day before. So I praise your name this morning. So as we come to you this morning, Lord God, in corporate praise of who you are, in corporate praise of who we belong to, Lord God, we just bless your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you in the assembly, Lord God. We thank you for removing the veil, Lord God. We thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord God, and the things that you will
do.
We just bless your name, Lord. I give you glory and honor, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
glory and honor, Lord God. I bless your name. Hallelujah. For mighty and awesome and worthy. Thank you, Lord. Show us your glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
Thank you for every voice that is lifted up onto you, God. Thank Thank you for hearing us, Lord God. Thank you for never forsaking us, Lord God. For we know your word, Lord God. We know we call your name and we trust in you. So thank you, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for loving us, Lord God. Thank you for this day that we are rejoicing in. Lord, your love. Praise for you. All these things we ask the powerful, the matchless and majestic name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen. Amen as I pass the call.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, family. Thank God for allowing me to be here with you all another day. It's just truly a blessing. My heart has been truly touched by everything I've heard this month. I thank God for being a part of our family here, being a part of the body of Christ here on Declare Victory. So if you would please check your phone to make sure they're on mute. Someone just cleared their throat. Check your calls. Make sure they're on mute. And Love, Life, and Victory is going to be open. I talked about what leads to the stronger relationship with Christ, or what leads to not stronger, a relationship with Christ. Knowing that God is love and that he loves us, he is not punishing us for things that have happened in our lives, the trails that we took. When we come back to him and we are justified through our belief in him and through our confessions, repentance, and consecration, he consecrates us. So those things came up for me along this this past month, just listening on the call. I heard so many great analogies and in-depth word on the identity being formed in us. For me, the identity comes from being in a close relationship with Jesus Christ, because as he said, he can only do what the Father does. He cannot produce of himself. That's the same example that I have to follow also. I can do nothing without him. I can only produce what he produces through me. So the call is open for any comments, questions, or anything you'd like to explore this morning.
Good morning, Sister Soldier. This is Bubbly. I just want to say good morning to you. Good morning, first and foremost. Thank you so much for always allowing God to use you mightily. Your sound this morning was just so soothing to my ears this morning. As I listened these last 2 months, my walk is getting closer and closer and closer to God, and I'm finding out a little bit more about me and who he created me to be, and who he's, as I remember he saying a long time ago about that potter's wheel, how he has placed me back on there, and he's doing a new thing each and every day, and cleansing some things out of me that I didn't even realize was there to, and that was needed to be, if that makes sense. I'm so grateful to God for his word and how I'm getting it more and more each day, and how I'm getting closer again to him each day. And I thank God for people like you who are continually pointing to me, and you're not even really even knowing it, but you are. And I just thank God for you, Anna. Continue to just pray that God continue to use you and strengthen you. And I love you and have a blessed day.
Good morning, sister. And I love you too. And thank you. I thank God for you being a part of my life also. When we come into relationship with Christ, we become allies with him. And then when we're part of the body and we build relationships with each other, we become allies with each other. And allies hold each other up and give us people to be accountable to doing this walk and to have discussion with that helps us to grow. So I'm just really grateful. You mentioned that potter's wheel, and it made me think about, like, when the clay is on the wheel, you know, sometimes there's an air bubble in it, and so it has to be a little pressure applied here and a little pressure applied there in order to get those air bubbles out. Or sometimes the potter may take it back down to to just a lump of clay and start all over again. You know, so I thank God that
Jesus
is in his
thank
hands.
Thank you for that.
Amen. Amen.
Morning, Sister Soldier. Oh, my God.
Good morning.
Wow. I'm like, Bubba, it was your sound this morning. It was so necessary and so right on time with everything you said. So much. Thank you for honoring our ancestors. Thank you. Just yesterday, my mom and I were talking about her growing up in the church in Magnolia, Arkansas, and how it's 100 years old. And so for her, she was able to go back to her childhood. And then it made me think about going to, you know, growing up at Davis Chapel and all the saints of old, like your grandfather and just all those old saints that really set the foundation that I really didn't appreciate, I guess, until my, you know, I really started understanding what this walk is, what it is. And just for that, because of the saints and the ancestors, and even my great aunt used to teach Sunday school. And for me and my siblings, we used to laugh because, you know, to me, all she talked about was if you lie, you're going to hell. So I remember, you know, thinking at an early age, because I lied, I was just going to hell. So wasn't nothing else I could do. But just the whole, you know, just that whole process and who we are today and how you said the last 2 months, the month of testimony, and then just the identity. I feel like bubbly too. It's just like I feel different. I know I'm growing, but I also know that in that potter's wheel right now in this season, there's bubbles. There's parts of me that I know are being remolded because it's some things that I never thought I would face. So I know just to tap into who I am for my identity, and then to just to really learn to trust who I know him to be. You know, I hope that makes sense. So I'm just grateful. Again, I'm always grateful for Declare Victory. I'm grateful for when you share. I'm grateful for how we've become so close to one another, and we really are help to one another. You know what I mean? When one falls short, there's the other one. And we all, I know you know, and other people on the line know that there's certain sounds that I know if you sound a little off or you, there's nothing for you to ring on my door or I call you. So right now, and I am healing still, and I am still, I learned yesterday, I didn't know Pastor Nutt and both Ricky Jr. and Ricky Sr., they did an amazing altar call. And when you don't know what you're feeling, because I didn't realize, I didn't think they were talking to me, because he said there's some people in here that are hurting, or maybe you're even angry at God. And do y'all know I didn't know that I have been angry at God? I have been angry at God since my dad had his stroke. I've been angry at God since Sarah left here on August 8th, 2018. And I didn't know because I was trying to do other things to mask it so I'm not going through the process. So I'm just grateful that I was able to release that. And for this call, because this call is so helpful and it's so necessary. So Miss D, sister, I love you. And thank you for your heart. Because you are so beautiful and you're such a soldier. So I love you and thank you for what you shared this morning. I love you.
Thank you. Thank Amen. You.
Hello?
Miss D, that's
Hold on. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Lavelle. I appreciate you. But would you please put your call on mute so I can tell who's talking? Thank you so much.
I just want to say this is Diane.
Good morning.
I love your declaration. And one thing that stuck with me today is surrender our will to God. That means everything to me. If you're going to be transformed from the inside out, we have to surrender our will to God. Our identity is in Christ. We need to know Jesus, because it's the only way to God, the only way. And if we're going to, this last couple of months has been amazing. And I just, you know, I continue to ponder on what Pastor Lavelle said when in his declaration last week, maybe the week before, that you got to want him bad enough in order to surrender your will
to God. You got to want him bad enough to do that transformation in you. And I think I feel like this last couple of months, we all have been reshaped and molded in the last couple of months, starting with our testimony and then learning our identity, because some may not know who they are in Christ. And so I think this lesson on identity and our testimony has really opened up some things where people can be free. People can not be afraid to speak, to talk about what's going on in their lives and the things that are holding them back in their lives. It has truly been a transformation for me. And I appreciate each and every one who has spoken, who has given their testimony, and all this month, the identity. It just truly has opened some things up in me and freed me from some things and made me search the word more, because I truly, truly, truly want more of God. It's almost, I can't get enough. And I'm just keeping my faith in his word and seeking him, because I truly want to know him better. I want to walk in him in a different way. So I appreciate your declaration this morning. I appreciate all the declaration that has gone forth on identity, because people can learn who they are in Christ. Our identity lies in him. So thank you for that declaration. I love you so much. Have a good
day. Amen. Thank you. God bless. Thank you so much. I just want to step back before I respond to what you just said and mention what Dee Dee talked about, the ancestors. Our ancestors had their spiritual beliefs and their practices also. Remembering to acknowledge them and bringing them in, those are, for me, my cloud of witnesses, my grandparents, my mom, the people in my neighborhood that I spent Sundays with in the community of the church that I grew up in. Dee Dee always talks about Davis Chapel. That's the church we grew up at. But when I got old enough, I did like the prodigal son. I strayed and went on my own way and got into the world and took on the identity of the society around me, the behaviors, the thought processes, and the patterns of this world that I live in became who I represented everywhere I went. It was a long time before I found myself back in any relationship with Christ on a continuous basis. But because he loved us so much, he continued to pursue us. Coming home, when the prodigal son came to and returned, went home, said he was going home, because he had been there and had had an experience with his father, and he knew what his father had at home and what he could gain by being with his father, acknowledging those who have come before us and gave us that introduction and gave us that place to know Christ in order to come back home to build that relationship with him. And then surrendering our will to God is something we come to because of the relationship, because again, we of ourselves have to make a decision to surrender our will. But God gives us, then he transforms our will to his will as we relinquish ourselves over and over again. It's not a one-time thing, because that's what's going on in me today. And it's hopefully in you that today we surrender, recommit, renew our relationship with Christ. We convert ourselves again and stand on his word. And as he's continuing us to draw us near to him, so that he can abide in us and we can abide in him. Thank you both so much. Have a blessed day. When I started to read what I had wrote down, I kind of skipped around a little bit, but it moved my spirit. I just needed to take a breath and kind of pause, because I felt rising up in my spirit that was coming into my eyes and I couldn't see because the tears were starting to form. I thank God for the love and the relationship that he has with me and with each one of you. And because of that, we have been called together as a body to serve one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And that each of us have inherited the grace that God has given us. And we share our gifts with one another to show the world that we are of Christ and we are committed to Christ and the will of Christ, not the will that he has for our lives. That's something I need to practice. Not about my what he got for my life, but his will, period. That's it. That's all. His will. And he speaks to us through the Bible, through other people, through the Holy Spirit. So it behooves us to stay close to him so that we can take on his identity. That's the transformation, to become more like him. If anybody else would like to share or have questions or want to expound on anything, please feel free. Something we haven't talked about much is repentance. Repentance and then knowing how to name the sin versus just saying, forgive me for my sins. Knowing how to name that sin that acknowledges that we are confessing the actual sin and not overlooking those sin things, the sin nature in ourselves.
It's Didi again. Thank you for that, because that's really, really good. That hit me too. Just at the blanket saying, name it that thing, because you know what it is. So that spoke to me. So thank you for that.
Okay. Amen. Well, I was one who didn't name them for a long time because I didn't want to acknowledge them. Sometimes I thought if I didn't acknowledge it, it'd just go away. But that's not true. It will manifest and make up and show up in a whole lot of other ways.
Good morning, Miss.
Yes.
Hello. Hi. So, yes, repentance is very important, especially when, coming before God. You don't want to come before him with dirty hands. You always want to confess. But I'd be very careful of who, say, for example, if I'm praying with somebody or praying with a group, I say, Lord, forgive us of our many sins and our shortcomings. I don't go into detail with some people because, some people may be judgmental. Oh, what did you do? Oh, what happened? Sometimes when I'm praying with my mom, I have to be careful of what I say in front of her because she'll come back and say, oh, what did you do? It's like, I don't like to be feeling like I'm being judged by somebody else. That's why when I go into repentance, I make sure I'm by myself with God or go into a closed room, and just ask God for forgiveness that way and cleanse through the Holy Spirit that way.
Amen. And I mentioned that sometimes it's only between you and God. And then if there was a sin committed on someone else, you go to that person. If it was done publicly, you publicly confess it. We don't practice that very often, not even in churches, because there are things that take place in our church that sometimes people should say in church and make amends to the church, confess those fallings and stand before the church like you did whatever you did in the church. Make that confession in the church because you owe everybody in that body, you owe them an amends. So everything isn't for everybody, and there's a time you're going straight to God, and then he'll lead you what's to do next, because it could have happened because you offended somebody else, and you need to go to that person and make amends. The word tells us also to take somebody with us to be a witness. We really don't always practice that, and that causes discord in the body. That causes backbiting, murmuring, and complaining, which pulls us out of the will of God because he wants us to be jointly fit together to do the work of the kingdom. So, yes, everything isn't for everybody, and you should have your secret prayer time. And then as the Lord prompts you to go back and make amends to folks, that's when you do it. And you have to be bold enough in Christ to understand you're not doing this to be put to shame, but you're doing it because it is the will of the Father. That we come together as one body to be in unity, to demonstrate to this world the living Christ.
Yes, and I'd rather submit to his will. You know, it may not always feel good, you know, but hey, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And whose other will would you submit to if you didn't submit to him and you profess to be a Christian?
Exactly.
You'd be outside the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be outside the will of God. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, but Satan is still at work.
Misty, can I say something? It's Dee Dee. I know, I'm sorry. I'm not trying
to
be petty, Kathy, but my little sister Denise just made me think of something for me. And when she just said it, as far as sometimes when we're repenting and we're trying to confess our stuff, and it does say confess your sins to one another, being mindful or being careful or even being, I guess, embarrassed or guilt for things that I've done. This is just this is me. I have to learn that what I've done is another way that Satan uses. And like you said, you're worried about your mom or whoever judging you. And again, that's why you really tap into who God is in your life. And he'll, because you'll learn who you can share stuff, because everything's not for everybody. But at the same time, if you're not careful, you'll hold stuff in, and secrets can make you sick, because you're more concerned with people judging you than God freeing you. That makes any sense? Some of the stuff you got to say, whether you're going to be, they're going to talk about you or not. That's the only way you can go from heal to whole. So you just have to really get into his word and know his voice and know when he'll guide you. And then you won't have to worry about the judgment, because it should be righteous judgment anyway. And we all fall short. So once I got through and understood that no matter what, people are flawed. Man can't do what God can. And again, you just have to know. So mama, daddy, brother, sister, bishop, whoever it is, God is God. And you'll get free, and then the enemy can't use your past to punk you. That's just for me. But again, it took me to the age of 40 to understand that. So that's it. I just wanted to share. I hope that helped a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
That
thank
was
you.
Rich. Mm-hmm. Amen. That was rich. Someone should mute their call. Whatever you're doing back there is very distracting. We appreciate you. We love you. And I'm sharing this in love. Mute your call. Check your phones. Thank you so very much. That was rich, Dee Dee. That was rich. Because the word tells us we are made set free by the word of our testimony. We've heard that for the last 2 months. If we're still holding back based on what we think the world thinks, we're walking away from being justified by Christ, because Christ justifies us. That's not saying we're foolish, but he justifies us and makes us righteous in his sight. And if we hold on to the things and the world's perception of us, or what we perceive the world sees of us, we're denying the strength and the power of Christ. And then it starts to manifest itself with others in our lives, because if we're not honest and truthful with them, they're not honest and truthful with us. We continue to perpetrate and perpetuate the same lifestyle that keeps us in bondage. That was really rich. Thank you so much for sharing. So the person who had their phone not on mute, did you want to share? Thank you.
Hi, Missy. This is Gloria.
Who?
Gloria.
Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning. Thank you for your share. I was working, and I didn't really get to hear much of it, but just the follow-up and the love, life, and victory, or the sharing that I'm hearing, is a blessing, because we take for granted too often the grace and the mercy of God. And sometimes even in as he's leading us through our deliverance and through the healing that he's given us, we try to hold on, or we try to negotiate how the healing's going to go. But we don't have any control over that. In order to be thoroughly healed, we have to let go and let him lead us through and be obedient to the process that he's allowing to happen. So I do thank you, and I appreciate you and all my Declare Victory family.
Thank you, sister. That, again, was rich. When we try to negotiate and navigate God's will, not for my life, but his will, period. Because then when we add for my life, that's when that negotiation come in. Because if it don't look like what I think, then I'm not hearing God. I'm trying to do what I think should be done. and be trying to negotiate, navigate, and do what's convenient for us. We need to just follow the wheel. Thank you. That was rich. You know, growing up in crisis is a process, and we're all on our way home. But our core should be beginning to resemble Christ as we walk on this road of life on our way to our everlasting home. For me, that's what I'm gleaning from what I've heard this past month. My identity is being shaped to reflect Christ, because I can do nothing on my own. I can only do what I see the Father doing, just as the Son does. If I'm adopted into that family and that's what Jesus is doing, only what he sees his Father doing, that's all I can do. Jesus himself said he cannot do anything without the Father. I can't do nothing without him. He regulates the breath in my body. He regulates the beat of my heart. When I surrender my will to him, he regulates my thoughts and my emotions. Is when I am into self that I take over and I'm running against the will of God. And I have growing to do yet. I don't profess to know anything but Jesus Christ and the pardon of my sins. I can only give you what he's given me in the last 24 hours. And this is what it was, because this is what he was saying to me. That I am loved, that you are loved. And because of that love, that's the foundation for our relationship with him. And he desires us to be in a relationship with him that is personal, that is intimate. And when you're in intimate relationships, you spend time with the person. He wants us to spend time with his person, to repent continuously, because every day we fall short, to confess our sins to him, to be consecrated. And he's a just and faithful God. He loves us so much that he made a major sacrifice. And so we have to make major adjustments in our life to join him. Not for his will to be done in our lives, but for his will to be done, period. So that we can be better vessels and tools to be used in this planet. Because the world is dying. So I'm not going to try to figure out what to do. God already knows. I just want to be able to do his will. So if that's all for today, we're done. And we're going to redeem some time this morning. Amen. Is there anyone last person who wants to share before we end this call?
Good morning. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, at first I wasn't going to say anything, but then I thought about it. Number one, first, thank you for the, I'm always blessed by you, Ms. D. I know I don't know you, but I feel like I do. Just your, and we, you know, just how it comes across to me, it just feels like I relate so well. But when you were just saying about the confession, I don't know why it hit me. I was like, wait a minute, Mona, you know, because I'm trying to grow here, you know, so. In my mind, I was thinking, when I be praying, I'd be like, God, forgive me. I was saying, forgive me of my my procrastination. Forgive me. But that's not confessing, huh? You know what I'm saying? Dude, first I must go and confess and then say, God, forgive me, right?
Well, you named it as, you named procrastination, right?
Yeah, one of them is practice.
Yeah. So if you ask him for the forgiveness, I mean, for myself, when I got up, I would have to stay consciously aware of what I do so that I can begin to let the Spirit of the Lord help me to move that thing out of my life, to not be acting in those patterns, behavioral patterns anymore.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I've been, you know, of course, I'm doing. But then also, you know, sometimes I find myself falling back into the pattern. So, you know, I get back up, be like, no more than not today. Come on now, you know better. You know, I do that. But I'm talking about learning to understand myself. I'm learning, trying to understand the confession part. Because I was just hearing you guys discuss about confessing, you know, to God. And I realized when I don't remember always confessing, I'm always just praying, asking for forgiveness, or I'm asking, is that the same? Is that still the same way? Is that still, you know what I'm trying to say?
Well, for me, I'm just going to put it like this. Lord, you know, I cussed somebody out yesterday, and I used a lot of language that wasn't appropriate. I know that's not how you want me to communicate with people, and I'm asking you to forgive me for that language that I used. I'm not saying the words. I ain't going to say the words, but forgive me for those language I used. Keep my lips closed and teach me how to not speak all the time. But then the Lord tell me, he says, see, that goes back to your old nature, my old nature of feeling like I'm not heard. So he'll keep bagging me up into where I need to go to get to the root cause of the behavior. As a recovering person, there's a root cause to how we got to where we are, where we went. So we have to get to the root cause. So my root cause of maybe over-talking, getting angry, or wanting to be heard is that I never felt like people heard me. So when I'm confessing what's on the top, God is taking me a little level lower. Each time I commit that thing, he takes me to another level down to see the root cause of that thing. Okay. And when he gets me to the root cause, the transformation starts to take place. So that behavior becomes less and less a part of my life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I get it.
Okay.
Okay.
So as you're going through that process, continue to allow the Spirit to reveal to you what's underneath that top layer. And then he'll take you there, and you'll begin to learn more about those old nature behaviors.
Yeah.
And as he removes those things from you, you'll grow away from that old nature, period. It won't start to show up in a whole bunch of other ways. And when it does, you'll be quicker to see it or to feel it when it rises up.
Yeah. Okay, I see you.
Good morning, Ms. B.
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you for your declaration this morning. I want to thank everybody who has shared. I want to publicly thank Dee Dee for every time she speaks, she kind of like dissects a lot of things for me, and I just get so much out of when Dee Dee shares. Thank you for the confession part and the ancestry part. You know, I remember a declaration not too long ago, and they talked about stripping, you know, and for me, it just seems like the more I seek God and the closer I try to get to him, you know, I realize he's stripping me of some things and he's revealing some things to me that can separate or, take my eyes off of him. And when you talk about the ancestry part, you know, I just remember my mother used to say always when I was a kid, train a child the way they should go. When they're old, they should not depart from it. And that's paraphrasing, but you know, it's like I feel all of us, or most of us, at least for myself, have been a prodigal child. But thank God that, you know, I found my way back home. And then when I return home, like you said, then I am able, I'm more willing to surrender my will and my life over to God. And so what he's been revealing to me, I remember when my dad used to work in a factory, but my dad would get up every day. He would put on a three-piece suit. He would shine his shoes, a shirt and a tie, and a hat, a watch, you know, and he would grab his lunch pail and go to work. And that didn't make sense to me because my mind, you know, a man who did all that, you know, would grab a briefcase to go to work, but he grabbed his lunch pail and went to work. And his sister, they were always, him and his sister, they were beautiful dressers. They just loved nice things. So, you know, inherently that kind of like passed along to myself, right? And what I've been noticing here lately is that it's always been an issue, but I didn't see it as an issue. But now that I'm asking God to reveal himself to me, he's showing me that I have my, I hate to say this word, I'm going to say it anyway, my addiction, if you will, has spread to other areas of things, shopping, right? And it's bothering my spirit. It's bothering me.
And when I was thinking about it one day, and the Lord revealed to me, you know, that's greed. You know, you have everything you need. That's greed, you know, and it's taking your focus off of me. What is it about thing? And just have to be shopping. It can be anybody who's listening on this phone call that's dealing with anything that makes you feel that some kind of air makes you feel better, or makes you whatever it is. But for me right now, God is revealing to me that I need you to stop. Right, I've blessed you with all these things, you know, I've increased your income. Right, but it doesn't mean that you need to go out and just try to gather and stockpile up everything that you see, right? And when I was praying this morning, I think Dee Dee said, or I think you said, someone said that, you know, those things that we are afraid to say on a open forum because we feel like we don't want to be judged. And my spirit was saying, my mind was saying, don't say that. But then something else said, say it and yourself. Free yourself. You know, I got a couple things, other things that I'm dealing with. But the beauty of it is that God is dealing myself to myself, right? And I need to turn that stuff over to him so I can be freed of it, right? And that's what I'm working towards today, because at the end of the day, I just want as close to him as I can so that I can be, know the power that I have in God. I know God is powerful. I know he can do anything, right? But my mind will still tell me sometimes, you're not going to do that. Well, he can do it, but are you ready for him to do that? You're kind of liking that right now. You know, and I have to, like I said, take those thoughts captive, man. I have to, like, Lord, help me with this. Help me with this. So I just wanted to share that, you know, because not like Dee Dee said all the time, all of us have stuff. You know, we all have stuff that we're dealing with. And I get on this phone call and we pray and I act as if, you know, nothing's going on. Be the most minute stuff that's minute by comparison to other people, but that thing in spirit and causing me to kind of like move away from where God's plan is for my life, and that's not what I want. So I'm grateful for the ancestors. I'm grateful for the saints of old. I'm grateful for those who, you know, told me when I was a kid not really understanding who God was or what he was, but I'm glad that they planted the seed that when my life became so my life became so distraught. That's not the word I want to use, but it became so unmanageable. I knew that there was something else I needed to do, and I knew in the back of my mind it was God, and God alone can save me from myself. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. You said a lot there, and what I pulled out of it, what I heard, was talking about just overshopping and greed. About 4 or 5 months ago, we were in this group session, and a lady, they asked us about, just say a word about your experience, and she used the word satisfied, and that took me to a new place, just to be satisfied, being satisfied in Christ where I am, whatever that is in this life. And so, you know, in 1 John 2:16, it talks about, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. When we're satisfied in Christ, we're satisfied. The things are just things. They're going to pass away just like we are. But to understand the true satisfaction and the true blessings, what people, they're not the things. It's not in the things. It's not in our paychecks. It's not in the fabulous homes we may have or the new cars we may drive. The blessings are internal. And they show up through the way we communicate with each other, the way we commune with each other, the way that we live as a body in Christ. Find a trigger word for yourself, because that reminds me when I'm out, if I think about being satisfied, I don't think about all the things that I think that I need in order for me to be okay in this life. So maybe find a trigger word that helps in this while you're working through that process right now that will help you to stay out of the shopping mall. Would anybody else like to share this one?
I just want to say hi, Ms. Deidre. I love you and I love hearing your voice.
I can't hear you too well.
This is Deidre. I just wanted to let you know I was blessed by hearing your share.
Good morning, sister.
I'm on
Good
Bart.
Morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. Have a great day.
All right.
And for me, it's always mindful. I have to be mindful of that. I was a person who had a really long run in an addiction. And on my own, I could not get myself out of that place. And when I came to the place of repentance for that, the top thing, the number one that had me bound was my disease. When I went to Christ and repented and made confession, and he pulled me out of that pit, that's when my transformation began. It's been a long journey, and it's still a ways to go, however much longer I'm going to be on this planet. But throughout this whole process, I learned something about myself every single day. It's not a day that goes by that he doesn't just like show me something that I have to begin to repent for, and then also recognize that I have this work that only can be done through Christ, because I still can't fix anything. And my greatest desire doesn't equate to what his will is. If I don't do the work behind it, it comes to nothing. I'll just be a person that's walking around here with a whole bunch of issues who has not fully reached maturity or is continuing to mature in my relationship with Christ, who, thank God, never gave up on me, who never gives up on us, who is continuously waiting for us to join him in the activities that he's doing, not in what I think should be going on, but what he's doing, because he already has a plan for what he laid out from the book of Genesis, starting forth from the creation of the world. There was a plan. I just need to stay close to the word and let the spirit manifest itself in me and in us, that we will be revealed what he wants us to do. So I thank you all for participating this morning. And we're going to close out in a word of prayer, unless there's someone else that wants to check in.
My name is Eva.
Good morning, sister.
Yeah, she heard you, Eva. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, she heard you. I told you she
heard you.
Yes, he does. Did our Hebrew repeat it, or you understood what she was saying?
Not fully, but you know what? The Spirit of God knows what she said. I just want to say to Miss Yvonne, I want to say to Yvonne, she encourages my heart every time she gets on this phone. So thank you. I don't have to be able to understand it, but God knows. But see, you just don't know how much you encourage me. Because sometimes I think I'm in a struggle. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Go ahead.
I love you.
She said she loved his prayer line.
We love you.
I love
Yvonne.
Her.
Thank you so
yes.
much, Yvonne. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank
you.
Yes.
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 for your voice. Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne, sister. Oh, we love you, sister.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, that's when you open up your mouth. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I have nothing to complain about, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you.
You don't know how many of us you bless every time you say something. Like I said, I don't have to understand. God knows, but it's just hearing your voice that does something to me. It just does something deep inside. It's like we walk around here, with some of us with our full faculties, and we keep our mouth closed all day long, you know, and we talk about we can't confess nothing in front of nobody, or we can't show nobody our faults, because if we do, they may think X, Y, and Z. Oh, well, to God be the glory, think what you want to think. He know me inside out. I hear him restoring you. Every time you speak, I hear him. I hear him. And I'm thankful to be able to witness what's taking place in your life and how you minister to us.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. So there's not anyone else that wants to share or speak this morning?
That's Joe.
Hello? Okay, so if there's no one else, we're just going to close the call now. It's about 20 minutes to 8. I think their phone is just off of mute. I don't think they're intentionally talking to us. So Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord God, that you are always at work around us, continuing to pursue a relationship with us that is real and personal and intimate in all ways. Thank you, Lord God, for speaking to us that causes a crisis of belief in our lives, Lord God, that causes us to make major adjustments to join you in your work. We thank you, Lord God, that you have equipped us to do your will. And we surrender ourselves to you on this day, Lord God, that we may be the vessels, Lord God, to go out in this dying world and show the reflection of who we are in you, that we are love, we are joy, we are peace, we are long-suffering, we are patient, we are kind, we are meek, and we walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you, Father God. Amen. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Have a blessed day, everybody. Love you guys.
Have a blessed day. Love you. Declare victory.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Declare victory on today. I love y'all.
Goodbye, you guys.
Amen.
God bless. Everybody have a blessed day.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Love you, Yvonne. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.